Okay. So this is November 9th meeting of the PNB open session, and it is 5:40. And right now the chair and the vice chair is not on because they're going to be coming on late, so I'm just going to start calling the roll, okay? So Grace Allen?
Here.
Grace Allen is here. So Jonathan is going to be later. David Beaton, he said he's going to be late too. Jim Brown?
Present.
Okay, Brown is present. Adriana Kisenet?
Present.
Okay, Adriana is present. Bill Crozier?
Here.
Crozier is here. Catherine Davis?
Here.
Davis is here. Benita Diaz. Diaz is here. Rhonda asked for excuse absence. Jan Goodwin.
I'm here.
Goodwin is here. Okay. Sabrina said that she's going to join later. So Ken Mofer.
Here.
Mofer is here. Robert Mark.
Here.
Mark is here. Okay. Serene Roberts. Shereen? Okay, we'll get back to... Okay, Barbara's is present. Mansoor Sabat? Okay, he's going to be late. T.M. Scruggs?
Here.
T.M. Scruggs is here. Nancy Sullivan?
Here.
Sullivan is here. Alex Steinberg?
Present.
Steinberg is here. Tanaka is here. Timber Shibanda? Okay, he's not on yet. Andrea Turner?
Bradley.
Okay, Turner is here. And Mosquito? Washington? Mosquito?
Present.
Okay, Washington is here. Okay. So we have 16 people on the line, and I just got a feeling until those guys show up that first item on the agenda, well, I guess the thing to do is to ask for timekeepers. I can do the items since I'm looking, going through the minutes. Does anybody want to do the individual timekeeping? Any volunteers? Well, come on now. Somebody volunteer. Thank you.
This is Grace. I'll do it for a while anyway, until maybe somebody else volunteers.
Okay, so this is for an individual. All right. And the excuse absence I have is for Rhonda Garner. So is any objection to excusing Rhonda in this meeting? Okay, so there's no objection, so Rhonda is excused.
Okay, I just have a question, Benito.
Uh-huh, Benito, go ahead.
Did she send a request for excused absence to the, not to you per se, but to the PMB?
You yes. know, she didn't. She didn't. Maybe she didn't.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I have to look at the email.
This is Serena. No, she did not.
She did not?
Well, then I object to the request for excused absence if it was not sent to the entire PMB.
All right. So in that case, why don't we just a minute. Okay, so why don't we take a vote on the Garners? Okay, Serena, go ahead.
Okay, Rhonda and I are not close, so I don't think she would have sent it just to me, but I'm pretty sure I saw a note saying that she wanted to be excused because she was sick.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I saw that. It was addressed to the PNB. Yeah.
Earlier
she? Oh, no, she did. It's here. I see it now. One has addressed it to both the KPFT and Pacifica National Board, and it was on November 8th at 12:14 p.m., so she did notify us.
So it went to the entire PNB, you're saying?
Yes, it's November 8th at 12:14 p.m. is when she sent the Pacific time, so it'll be 3:14 p.m. Eastern time.
Adriana?
November 8th. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Adriana, go ahead. Uh-huh.
Yes, that was sent yesterday, right? Because that is
yes,
what she sent. You can see the email, and it's sent to
right.
the LSV, because yesterday was the LSV meeting. And she said that she was sick.
Right. And she was.
But wait, may I finish? The email said
sure.
LSV at PNB and was sent yesterday. She said, I'm
right.
sick. But then a few minutes later, after the LSV started, she came to the meeting and she was there at the call meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that had anything to do with what you have in front of you. I mean, she said the same, and she sent it yesterday, but like I said, she said that to our LSV, but then she was the whole meeting there. Okay?
Okay. Okay, so that's the issue. But as far as the PNB goes, we don't know what happened at the KPFT, but as far as PNB goes, she sent an email to the PNB saying request
yes,
excuse absence. Right,
no.
yesterday, which is a day notice, which is fine.
Point of information?
Mm-hmm, sure. Go ahead, Celine.
I don't understand your statement, Aki, that you don't know what happened at KPFT. Adriana just told us what happened, that apparently
yes.
she was feeling sick earlier today around noon, but that by 7 o'clock or whatever time their meeting starts, 7 Eastern, she was at the meeting.
Okay. So how do you want to take a vote?
I don't understand your statement. No, I just don't understand your statement that you don't know what happened. She just told you what happened.
I personally wasn't there. I'm just hearing from, you know.
And Jan Goodman on the staff.
Okay.
Okay, sure. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Jan.
You know, I've had many occasions when I've been sick and, you know, I force myself to do something. You know, I take whatever kind of medicine that might help me get through it and, you know, get somewhere. That doesn't mean I'm not sick. Doesn't mean that, you know, an hour later I'm totally exhausted and not able to function that day or the next day. I don't know. I mean, maybe she's lying. Maybe she is sick. Maybe she managed to get to the meeting. So, you know, why don't, I'm just saying that just because she was there doesn't mean she wasn't sick. But isn't still sick, you know, maybe she is, maybe she isn't. Anyway, she did.
Well, anyway.
Well,
there's an objection to excusing her, so let's take a vote, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So, Grace Allen?
Yes.
This is to, okay, all right.
To excuse the
Jim Brown? Jim Brown? Okay, Adriana, Kesenev?
No.
Okay, Kesenev is no. Bill Kroger?
Yes.
Kroger is yes. Okay, Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Davis is yes. Okay, Benito Diaz?
No.
Diaz is no. All right. And Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Goodman is yes. All right. Canofa?
Yes.
Canofa is yes. Brother Mark?
Yes.
Mark is yes. All right. And Serene Roberts? Serene? Okay. Serene abstains. All right. TM Scruggs?
Yes.
Scruggs is yes. Okay. Nancy Soren?
Yes.
No, Soren is yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Steinberg is yes. Tanaka is yes. Andrea Turner?
Yeah.
Was that Andrea?
Yes.
Okay, Turner is yes. Mascara?
Yes.
Washington?
I abstain.
Okay, let's get abstains. All right. And let's see. So right now I have 11 yes, 2 no, and 2 abstention. So Rhonda is excused. So let's see. Let's go to the agenda.
Point of information?
Sure. Adriana, go ahead.
Who is chair in the meeting? You are the chair in the meeting, Aki?
I'm just sitting in because both the chair and the vice chair is not
okay.
here. So I'm holding until they show up. They said they're going to come in later in the meeting.
I understand what you said, but, you know, if we have an official meeting, the meeting needs to have a chair, even if it's a temporary chair.
Okay. So, Adriana, what did you suggest?
No, I'm just asking if somebody wants to be chair. I don't have any problem at all. What I'm asking is somebody needs to be chair because I think that needs to be resolved.
Right. But anyway, Adriana, why don't you tell us what do you think would be a good way to dissolve this?
Elect just now. I mean, obviously somebody could be an acting chair until the chair can.
Okay.
This is Grace. I'd like to make a motion.
Okay, go ahead, Grace. What is your motion?
Okay, as the next officer, Aki, I suggest that Aki Tanaka chair this meeting until either the chair or the vice chair return.
Okay, is there a second?
Catherine, second.
Okay.
Robert,
so,
point of order.
Okay, Robert, go ahead. What is the
member
point
says
of
they
order?
Wanted to...
Wait a second. This is Benito. I spoke first.
No,
okay.
You didn't.
Okay. Well, actually, Benito did. Okay, Benito, you had a...
I didn't hear him at all.
No, I did. What is Benito? Benito, what do you have to say?
Yeah, thank you. I think that practically, a person cannot be secretary, take notes, and do all the other sundry things that a secretary does. Because I know that Aki, just like any other secretary, is doing a million other things, including playing with the maestro, you know, in addition to trying to take notes and all of that. So I don't see how it's humanly possible for somebody to do all of that and try to chair the meeting at the same time. I mean, somebody could do it. I've done crazy stuff as well, but I don't think that I did as good of a job at either taking notes or chairing when I had to do both. So, I mean, nothing personal towards Aki. I'm just saying I don't think that's fair to him, and I don't think it's fair to the PMB.
Okay. So, Grace, what was your motion?
Yes, the motion was to have you chair the meeting until either the chair or the vice chair return. I believe it was seconded.
Right, Catherine? Okay.
Catherine,
so,
Adriana?
Okay, Adriana, go ahead, Adriana.
I want to amend that motion and ask that Robert Mark chair the meeting till the chair or vice chair comes.
So it's a substitute.
Robert Mark declined. Yes.
Oh, okay. Robert declines. All right. So, okay. So we're still at the
Nancy
motion. Over. Okay, Nancy, go ahead, Nancy. Okay, Nancy, go ahead, Nancy.
Nominate Alex Steinberg to be pro tem chair.
Okay. I have to decline. I'm kind of burnt out tonight. I'm sorry.
All right. Any other motion?
Yeah. Jan Goodman.
Okay, Jan Goodman, go ahead.
I would only suggest amend the motion that someone else be the timekeeper, so that many times I've chaired a meeting and taken notes at the same time, and that's, you know, it's difficult, but it's not impossible. But I think having somebody else time the meeting would be important.
Okay.
Benito, to the floor.
Okay, Benito. Go ahead, Benito.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So I would nominate Jan Goodman.
Okay. All right. How about Jan? Are you a mute? Okay,
yeah,
with that?
I would be the timekeeper. Well,
you be the timekeeper. You want to be the timekeeper? Okay. So, any other name for a chair?
You know what? I'll chair it for a while. I'm fine. I'll chair it for a while.
Okay. Any objection to Jan being the chair for until the actual chair comes? Any objection? Okay. So no objection. So Jan, you are the chair. So you go ahead. Get up.
Okay, I'm not sure that I have the agenda, so I have to look for the agenda before I can
share
it with you. Point of order, Madam Chair.
Okay, all right. Okay, so, Adriana, what is your point of order?
I want to point the...
Well, actually, you're not the chair anymore.
We have to vote on it.
What's that? No, there was no objection. There was no objection to you being the chair. So, Jan, you go ahead. So you take the point of order from Adriana.
Okay,
go ahead.
Adriana, I will recognize your point of order in a second. However,
yes.
I would first like to get the agenda so that I can conduct this meeting in at least semi-reasonable way. And I have... not seeing the agenda. Can someone send
okay.
me the agenda?
Okay. It's very simple. Jan, it's very simple. I'll just read it to you, okay?
Hold on. Okay. You can read it to me, but I still... Okay, so let me just... Computer is not responding.
Okay, so let me read it to you, okay?
Hold on. The agenda for the stream.
But my, I have to have just my computer has to cooperate so I can at least have a blank page.
Madam Chair, can we ask the secretary to read the agenda for the stream?
Sure.
Yes, and then Adriana, I will take your point of order.
Okay, so here's the agenda. Number two is agenda approval, 10 minutes. Number three is a motion from Serene Roberts that was distributed today. And number four is just a minute approval of 9:28. Number five is minute approval of 10:05.
Minute
number
approval.
Six.
I'm really sorry, but if I need to write it down.
Okay.
Minute approval for what day?
Okay, there are four minute approvals for 9:28, October 5th, October 26th, November 2nd, and then that's the end of the session.
Okay, and I believe that there were some... Okay, fine. Adriana, your point of order.
Yes, I want... it's a continued breach of Pacifica Foundation by law and California Corporation Code. I ask the chair to stop the violation of the Pacifica Foundation by law and the California Corporation Code by using a telephonic system of communication that prevents to comply with Article 6, meeting of the Board of Directors, Section 3, telephonic meeting, and the Corporation Code, that is Title I Corporation Code, the Article 5210. And read that, I can read it. The board might hold any regular and special meetings by telephone conference, video screen communication, and other communication equipment, provided, however, that the telephone appearance at the meeting scheduled as in-person meeting is not permitted. Participation in a telephonic meeting under this section shall constitute presence at the meeting of the following apply. A, each director participating in the meeting can communicate concurrently with all the directors.
Excuse me, Ms. Kazanave. The California code is available to virtually everyone, and this is...
I appreciate
your bringing this to us, and I will ask the secretary we need to move the
Madam
agenda.
Chair.
This is not reading the corporation code. Is not necessary. We all have brought to our attention. We don't need to have it read to us. We have many things on the agenda. If you would like to read it all to put it into the record, be very happy to have it done at the end of the meeting. However, first we are going to move
Madam
the agenda.
Madam Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you gave me the floor?
I gave you the floor, Laura, to make your objection. You have
let me finish.
Objection.
You let me finish.
It is now 26 minutes into, it is 26 minutes into meeting at this point.
Have to do with
and we need to move the agenda, so thank you very much.
I agree with you, but you gave me the floor. And you need to let me finish my point of order. That is why I'm asking the chair to stop immediately this illegal telephonic system of communication that violates the right of director to communicate concurrently with all other directors, propose or to interpose an objection to any action to be taken by the foundation. This
your
is my point of order.
Is so noted.
We
are going to use this. The Maestro
Madam
system.
Chair.
We are not. Excuse me. I gave you the floor, but not.
Madam Chair. Then they may finish.
Going to let you finish move the agenda. I did not give you the floor
Madam
for an indeterminate amount of time. I gave you the floor
Madam
to make
Chair.
The objection. Your objection has been noted, and we are now going to move
Madam
the agenda.
Chair.
Agenda approval.
I want to add, Madam Chair, that
yes,
I'm sending
ma'am.
The email. I'm sending the email to the whole PMB and to the secretary to be put on the minutes.
Yes, and Mr. Secretary,
I want an answer to my point of order, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Your answer to the point of order is that your objection will be noted, and it will be noted in its entirety, whatever you wish to send to to the secretary. And in addition, if anyone would like to see that, it is very likely that same point of order has been made before, and that if someone would like to read it in its entirety, they will be able to read the minutes and find it. So, thank you very much. We're now going to go to agenda approval. And I just have to find out who is keeping track of individuals on
this. This is Grace. I am.
Grace is here.
Okay, and
so we have until 6:14 to do the agenda approval. So we have 10 minutes.
Okay, and who is keeping track of portion?
Yeah, I said we have 10 minutes. You have to 6:14 Pacific time to do the agenda approval. So you have 9 minutes now.
Okay.
Are there any additions to the agenda?
Excuse me. Point of order, Ms. Madam Chair. This is Benito.
Yes. Mr. Benito, what is your last name? I can't remember.
Diaz.
Diaz. Thank you very much. Yes, Mr. Diaz.
Thank
Point
you.
Of order.
Okay, as we all know, well, first of all, let me just say that I noticed again today for the second consecutive time that Sharon Brown continues to not be included in the roll call, whereas Mansoor Sabbah does continue to be in the roll call as a member of this PMB. So as we all know, I said it last week, on 10/26, a court in California ruled that Ms. Sharon Brown is to be returned as a member of her LALSB and as a member of this PMB, and that Mansoor Sabbah is to be taken off that LSB and PMB and this PMB. The PMB is hereby ordered by the court. It is the PM and. If this PMB does not want to be held in contempt of court, it would be wise to reseat Ms. Sharon Brown and unseat Mr. Mansoor Sabbah. Accordingly, I am not finished. Accordingly, my first name is to be taken off roll call and substituted with that of Sharon Brown. Furthermore, I will take this opportunity to remind the members of this PMB that Article 11, Section 1, 2, and 9 of the Pacifica Bylaws make crystal clear that directors will not be indemnified. And I noticed that I am muted, it appears, again, right?
No, everybody can hear you. I can hear you just fine.
Okay, well,
Mark request for information.
And time.
So
time.
Everything got real
time.
Quiet.
Okay, Mr.
Benito,
Diaz.
Taking off for the time that he was interrupted, Benito has spoken for 1 minute and 50 seconds, so he's over time.
So, Mr.
Vonda Garner, I just...
Well, then I would just say that, Ms. Chair...
Vonda, thank you. You're on the...
Hi, Vonda. Ms. Chair, this is Benito.
Mr. Diaz, thank you for your point of order. That will be noted. As we noted at the last meeting... And as the attorney, Mr. Ford Green, also noted, that when a mandatory order is appealed, then that appeal stays the action that is mandated to be done. And therefore, the legalities of the situation are that the mandated order with regard to Ms. Brown is stayed and will be stayed until the appeal has run its course or some other action happens. Therefore, she has not been returned to the LSB nor to the PNB, and we are the roll call as it was given is correct. So this is not something that takes a vote because this is a legal matter. It is just a matter of fact, and we are going to go on with the agenda. So at this
I challenge your ruling, Madam Chair.
My ruling is that this is...
I challenge your ruling.
Okay, let's take a quick vote. I don't know why we're voting on what the legal...
I have a Nancy Swanson request for information.
We will vote nevertheless. So,
Nancy Swanson request for information.
In favor of upholding the chair, yes. Opposed to upholding the chair.
Can you all hear me? Nancy Swanson with request for information.
Okay. Yes, Ms. Garner.
It's Nancy.
Nancy.
Oh, Ms. Sorden? Yes, Ms. Sorden.
Did the judge stay the order?
The order is stayed by operation of law once an appeal is filed. That is the way it happens. That is just the way it happens. And the judge doesn't need to do anything else because once you file an appeal, the order is stayed. But it has been stayed, and there we are. And this was discussed at length at the last meeting, so we're not going to discuss it at length again. But we'll take a quick vote, hopefully. And
okay.
Secretary, would you please take the
okay, vote? So this is in regards to point of order by Benita Diaz regarding Sharon Brown, and the chair ruled against Benito. So what we're voting on is yes is to uphold the ruling of the chair, and no is to not to uphold the ruling of the chair regarding this point of order. So Grace Allen?
Yes.
Okay, Adam is yes. All right. So, Jim Brown?
No.
Jim Brown is no. Adriana? Casanet?
No.
Adriana is no. Okay, Bill Clojure?
Yes.
Clojure is yes. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Davis is yes. Benito Diaz?
No.
Benito is no. All right. Wanda Rana?
Yes.
Wanda is yes, all right. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Goodman is yes, all right. And then Ken Lofa? Oh, Sabrina? No. She's not on. Okay, Ken Lofa?
Yes.
Okay, Lofa is yes. Robert Mark?
Yes.
Marcus, yes, okay. Shereen Roberts?
No.
Roberts is no, okay. So,
I've been voting about
T.M. Scruggs? T.M. Scruggs? T.M. Scruggs?
Yes. Yes.
Scruggs, yes, okay. Nancy Sorden?
No.
Sorden is no. All right. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Steinberg is yes. Tanaka is yes. Timber? Timber is not on yet. All right. Andrea Turner?
I abstain.
Okay. Andrea abstains. Mosquera?
No.
Mosquera? Okay. Mosquera is no. Okay. Let me get back to you. All right. Let's see, who am I missing here? Anybody on our board? Let's see. Okay, that's right. So anyway, 10 yes, 6 no, 1 abstain, so there's 17 people online at the moment, so there's 17 votes.
Okay,
so, what's that?
This is to the chair, Benito, just for a minute.
I'm sorry. Excuse me, Mr. Diaz, what did you say?
No, I just wanted to get him. I just wanted to speak for a minute.
You just want to speak for a minute?
I just want to request that my point of order be put into the minutes along with the just like last week. Last week.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Of course. Of course.
I'll do that. Well, by
the way, I don't know. I mean, I am. There's. To be honest, the effect of us voting to uphold or not uphold the chair does not have any effect on whether or not the the order is stayed. So I'm not sure the point of it, but nevertheless. Let's move the agenda. Are there any additions to the agenda?
Also, the time is out on the agenda approval, Chair.
Well, I'm going to
at least since we took up all that time on that vote, if there are any additions to the agenda, I will hear them now. No additions? Okay. Onward, so that we now have minute approval.
Correction, there's a motion by Sylvian Roberts.
Well, I think we have minute approval before we have a motion.
No, actually, she requested to put it before, so in the agenda, her motion comes before the minute approval.
Well, as chair, let's just take a vote. I rule that the motion should be held after the minute approval.
Okay.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yeah, I found the ruling of the chair.
We just approved the agenda.
No, we did not approve the agenda.
That's important, Chair. We approved the agenda. You cannot change the agenda because you don't.
No, we didn't.
We did not approve the agenda. We did
not approve the agenda. We just said that there's no more additions.
There's no more additions to the agenda. But if anyone who would like to, on my own, I am rearranging the agenda so that the minutes come first and then the motion by Serene Roberts. I assume that Ms. Roberts will want to at least argue momentarily that she would, why this should be before the minute approval, because and I'm willing to hear that. Ms. Roberts,
yeah.
Do you have a reason that the motion should be held before the minute approval?
I made a point of order. Apparently you didn't hear me.
No, I'm sorry, I didn't.
The agenda is not determined by the chair and her rulings. The agenda is approved by the body.
Okay. I will entertain a motion to either rearrange this or to leave it as it is or to approve the agenda. Do I have any motion to approve or to not approve?
Yeah,
is there a motion to
approve?
Yes. Who is this?
I have not seen this motion by Ms. Roberts. It was not, it did not appear in the agenda that was sent out by the secretary. Was this a later addition to the original draft agenda?
Actually, I only sent one agenda, and it is in the agenda I sent this afternoon.
It is.
Okay.
I don't remember saying it. I just saw minutes approval in there. All right, I'll look again. Thank you.
Anyway, we're out of time for the agenda approval, by the way, so.
I don't see the agenda. Here it is. There's minutes, meeting, agendas. Okay. I see. So we have an open and a closed agenda tonight. All right.
All right. We're looking at the open, huh?
Orders of the day, Madam Chair.
I'm sorry. Orders of the day. So I am in the agenda that was sent out. What was the order of the agenda? I do not see it.
The secretary just told you, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, may I make a motion on the agenda?
Yes, please.
We already have it. I move that the motion on information distribution be moved after the minutes approval.
Objection.
There are seconds.
Second to that.
Madam Chair, Benito.
Yes, Mr. Diaz.
I would make a substitute motion that we approve the agenda as is.
The agenda is already on the floor, and we're out of time to amend it. Why aren't we voting?
You know what?
No.
How much time do we have allotted to this?
We're way over the thing, so we just need to vote on it, whether to accept the agenda or not. But then you can extend the time to, if you cannot vote on the agenda, then you can extend the time to work on the agenda more. So if you want to extend the time, we can extend the time.
What was your motion to amend the agenda?
My motion to amend the agenda was just to move the item number 3 that's on the agenda with the title Meeting Info Distribution, move that after the approval of minutes.
Madam Chair, this is Benito.
Is there a second to the first, Mr. Diaz? I heard you, and I will
recognize. No, it's
Why are you allowing amendments after the secretary has announced the time has run out? Are we using a different kind of clock tonight?
This is Grace with a point of order.
Yes,
somebody called for the.
Mr. Diaz had a point, and then you have a point. Mr. Diaz?
Just that number one.
Okay.
Mr. Diaz, your point?
Yeah, just that number one. No one had seconded Mr. Steinberg's motion, and in the meantime, I made another motion, which is that we approve the agenda as is. So it is my motion that's on the floor.
In fact, I seconded it.
Well, if you seconded it, I didn't hear it, and it certainly did not occur before my motion because I spoke immediately after Mr. Steinberg.
Okay. And I said second immediately before you started speak.
Okay, the motion was seconded. Ms. Aaron, what's your point of order?
My point of order is that the orders of the day were called. We're out of time for agenda approval. We can't take any amendments to the agenda after time has expired. We should just go to a vote to either approve the agenda or not approve it. The only other thing that's in order is to extend time, which would take a two-thirds vote. It's not proper to start amending the agenda after the orders of the day have been called and after time is up for this agenda item.
Okay, I'm going to rule that we will take we'll vote to approve this agenda. If it's approved, we'll go through it and hopefully quickly get through this meeting. So, all in favor of approving the agenda as it is. Secretary, please take the roll. Is there any objection to approving the agenda as it is? Without objection, the agenda as is has been approved, and we'll go to the discussion of the motion by Ms. Roberts.
Aki, would you read that for me, please? I don't have access.
Sure, I'll read it. All right, so
I would like to be on the stack, please, Robert.
Sure. Okay, so this is a motion. Okay, so this is a motion of Serene. The meeting agenda, support materials, and staff and committee reports for all regular and special meetings of the Pacifica National Board its committees, including the local station boards, task forces, and working groups, are to be electronically distributed to all group members no fewer than 48 hours ahead of the stated meeting start time. So that is Serene's motion. So Serene, you want to motivate it?
I'm sorry, I thought there was another sentence about going to KPFQ.
Let's see. Let me see if there's
my email. I haven't seen the agenda, so I don't. I believe it was part of the email.
It's like to be electronically distributed.
Point of information. This is Catherine.
Yes, Catherine, your point. And was it Robert Mark who wanted to be on the stack?
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Madam Chair, I just want you to know I've been on the call for like 10 minutes already. So Mansoor's here.
Okay, Mansoor. I'll make a note. Okay.
Okay, the point of information?
Well, I didn't know how to clarify my statement, but I copied this motion before the meeting started because I can't get on the internet. And there was a big space, and there was another line to the original motion in the email. It says, open sessions agenda must be posted on kpftx.org at least 24 hours ahead of the stated meeting start time. So it may be that the space that followed rendered that last sentence not visible if a person didn't scroll down. But since I copied the whole thing, I do see it there.
Okay, thank you. Oh, that's understandable. Okay, thank you.
Okay, Ms. Roberts, would you like to take this opportunity to...
Yes, I'll motivate the motion. Thank you.
Motivate.
I recognize that Aki's work is unpaid and tedious, and I appreciate his efforts. But I think it's important that people be able to come to a meeting knowing what's on the agenda in some cases because we don't have access during the meeting, but certainly because most of the board perhaps is not employed, but for people who actually have other daytime engagements, you can't, hang by the computer and look at version 1, version 2, version 3, version 4, of an agenda before the meeting. You're already giving up 4 hours for the meeting itself. There's no reason why the agenda can't be prepared in advance. Anyone who has not submitted their stuff by 48 hours, when the secretary needs to send it in, then they can bring their stuff, their amendment to the meeting. But we can't constantly revise agendas or have no clue what we're going to be dealing with. In the case of staff reports, and our staff actually doesn't seem to do any written reports, which is really unfortunate, you'd like to actually read it and be able to respond to it or ask clarifying questions, as opposed to either hearing an oral report or getting, that's mostly what we've been getting, somebody's statement about what happened. You have nothing that you can turn back to and read in a month or a week or a day if you wanted to review something or ask a question that's actually useful. So I do
think
the material could be available. That 90-second is for arguing. It's not for motivating. But in the interest of time, I'm about to wrap up. So I do think it's reasonable for everyone involved so that the secretary, as I said, doesn't have to keep revising and so that the members don't have to figure out which version of an agenda they missed 2 minutes before the meeting starts. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with giving people the information they have to work with in advance.
Hey, Catherine, for the stack, please.
Catherine, okay. Mr. Mark?
Yes. There may be something to this. But, like, the word, the motion doesn't have the word motion in it with regard to advance notice, although it is our practice to put motions that have been submitted into our agenda. So, theoretically, the motion would be on the agenda that's passed. But I just think this hasn't been well thought out. It doesn't account for any kind of an emergency meeting being an exception to the rule. And so, therefore, I would move that we send this to the Governance Committee for tweaking.
Objection.
Second.
Lethal.
Second.
And I'd like to respond.
Who seconded the motion?
Alex Steinberg seconded the motion.
Thank you. So we have a motion to send this to the Governance Committee.
And I'd like to get on the
subject. Well, I have an objection to that motion.
Okay.
Procedure for the stack.
Okay. So, Catherine Davis is next.
Yes. I wanted to say, well, I also had an amendment. Is it appropriate to give that amendment now, or shall I just comment?
Well, I think we have a motion that has been seconded to send this to governance for work on it.
All right, so then I'll comment.
Then actually we're going to go to the motion.
Okay.
So, your comment, Ms. Davis?
Yes, my comment was that I appreciate both sides of the argument, but based on the way this board has worked and the way it functions, I do feel that people should have the ability to send their motions as this motion was just sent. I think it should be a draft meeting agenda be posted so people have an idea, but there be no prohibition of an emergency being taken at whatever point it needs to be. So that's my comment.